She reduces, reuses, and recycles. She talks the talk and walks the walk. She doesn't tell you what to think. She just wants you to. She's Mrs. Green. And this is Mrs. Green's World on the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. And now, Mrs. Green.
Welcome, everybody. You are indeed listening to the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. And a big heartfelt thanks to all of you for joining me today. And a thank you to today's show sponsor, Jason Tankersley from the Fairfax Companies. They recycle everything that you can possibly think of, create organic composting, and just all around do great things for this planet of ours. Today was a show that has been really much heralded, tweeted about, lots of hoopla about. My guest today was to be Amy Korst, who is the author of The Zero Waste Lifestyle, Live Well by Throwing Away Less. And Amy has a great deal to share about her and her husband's exciting year of trying to live waste-free. And you can't even begin to imagine my excitement for another great green carpet ride. Well, most unfortunately, I received a text from Amy about 15 minutes ago that, and I'm sure she would not mind me sharing this on the air, it's quite appropriate that one of her very close family members has been involved in an accident, and she is on her way to the emergency room. So I called her and left a message on her cell phone and said, the last thing that you need to be thinking about is a radio show interview. We will reschedule Amy. It's quite interesting when you're Mrs. Green to go live and the excitement that that brings and what is your plan B. And fortunately, I think I always have a plan B. So my plan B, who is a plan A in my life, is my granddaughter, Madison Violet Davis Singer. And she is 12 years old and she has been a guest on my show. And I think maybe also chiming in here is going to be Terry Polis, or Polis. Do you say it Polis, Mad?
Yeah, Polis.
Polis. I don't want to get in trouble for saying his name wrong, who operates a, he runs his own business. He's a local business owner in Taos, New Mexico, and sells wood-burning stoves. So he's a green guy, too. So, Maddie, I have a couple of announcements, and then I actually think we can quite easily kind of go with the zero waste lifestyle because of the influence your mom has certainly had on you, the way that you and Liam Walker Davis Singer are being raised, and your commitment to the environment, to organic, to eating healthy, to minimal waste. So I'll make a few announcements and then Mrs. Green Jr. will have her debut for a full show. What do you think about that?
That's really cool. I'm a little bit nervous, too.
I can't imagine you being nervous. We always have stuff to talk about. And then, of course, there are things we won't talk about, like staying up till 2 in the morning and eating popcorn when you come to Grandma and Grandpa's. We don't
want
that.
Oh, and M&M's. Don't forget the M&M's.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for bringing that up. I'm, absolutely and positively boycotting Hershey's, but they were a Christmas present that Liam was nice enough to share. So we didn't purchase them, but we did consume them.
Yeah, this Valentine's Day, kind of hard because all of the big chocolate companies are not that great. So
that's my 12-year-old grandchild. I hope everybody's listening. She knows what's going on in the world. I'm so proud of you. So let me make a couple of announcements, and then we'll get into the show and see how it goes.
Okay, for sure.
Okay, we are a proud member of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, where my shows can be heard every Monday and Tuesday. I invite you to check them out at dreamvisions7radio.com on Mondays and Tuesday. And I'm very happy to announce that starting March 8th, we are increasing our syndication reach. We will be heard on Castle Rock Radio in Colorado. We're proud to be partnering with them. They have a listening base of about 150,000 and growing. So we're hoping to spread the good green word a little bit up to the north of us, I believe, just north and a little east, very cold country. And then remember, we're live here at noon Arizona time every Saturday. You can listen at MrsGreensWorld.com. You can listen on your iPhone or Droid if you've figured that part out yet. If you have an iPhone, it's easy. Just go to iTunes and there we are. And then if you do miss it, just make a note. All of the podcasts of our shows live on my website at MrsGreensWorld.com. Remember to connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and get ready. We're going to have a Pin It to Win It contest for Earth Month, so we'll get everybody involved there. And I want to reiterate this. If you have questions for me for the show and you read my newsletter or read online, we'd love to answer some of your questions. We've decided for now not to take questions on the air, mostly because of the content of my guests. I want to get the full time I can interview them. So give it a thought and email info at Mrs. Green's World, and we will do everything we can to get your questions answered of our guests. So one more quick announcement. Stay there with me, Maddie.
Okay.
One of our national sponsors is Eco Bella, and it's Eco with two C's. And I do a promotional shout out for them each week. And what I wanted to talk about this week is not safe, chemical-free, organic, and high-quality skin care and makeup products, which they have. But they're a company that really has as one of their core values taking care of the four-leggeds, cats and dogs and any other four-legged. And I'm proud of that work. So last weekend, I got to be a judge for the Humane Society of Southern Arizona here in Tucson. They had a cover dog competition. And in Tucson, it says with any city our size, there is The Magazine, it's Tucson Lifestyle, and people compete to get their dog on the cover. So the cover dog contest was last weekend. The winner has not yet been announced, but this is what I want to say about that in conjunction with Eco Bella. There were 391 entries in this show. And that's a lot of dogs to look at and a lot of dogs to judge. It was supposed to be about 3 hours. We ended up being there about 5.5. And what made me think of Eco Bella, I would say, and in talking to some of the other judges, Jeff Beamish from KVOA and Scott Lehman from Premier Auto, that 90% of the dogs were rescue dogs. And I sat there and listened to stories about truly man and woman and children's best friends that brought me to tears and the men by my side to tears about dogs and the difference they have made literally in saving people's lives from depression and cancer recovery and stroke victims. So my hat's off to Eco Bella for all they do to provide national leadership for the four-leggeds. And I hope that this will inspire you to visit them at ecobella.com. And also that little friendly reminder that gives me a smile. If you do decide to visit them and check them out and buy their, I've got some great new red lipstick from them that's based on a flower wax. It's a plant-based flower wax. You receive a 10% discount if you put Mrs. Green in at checkout. So on with the show. Joining me today is soon-to-be rock star Madison Violet Davis. Maddie, Madison Violet Davis, yeah. Singer. You're going hyphenated, Chickie. Tell us again, how old you are and where you go to school and how you really are going to be on the radio someday with, I'll be Grandma Green. I don't care. That's fine with me.
I'm 12. I go to TISA, the Taos Integrated School of the Arts. And I will one day be taking over the show. I am Junior Green.
Junior Green. Oh my gosh. I just love it. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about the book that Amy wrote. It's a fabulous book and unbelievable, and I know that your family's listening. She wrote a book called The Zero Waste Lifestyle, and the tagline is Live Well by Throwing Away Less. And what she and her husband decided to do was commit to a zero waste lifestyle for 1 year. Now, that is a big challenge. We won't be able to get those question answers on this show, but we will definitely get them answered by Amy when she can come back. And let's everybody who's listening have some prayers for her and her family, because I don't know many details. So, Maddie, how big of a problem do you think trash is for the planet, and why? Do you think about it at school? Do your teachers talk about it? I know that you live as much of a sustainable lifestyle at home. Talk about your thoughts on trash from the perspective of a very bright 12-year-old.
Well, thank you. At school, we Miss Nichols, my teacher, has us run copies off for the class and stuff. And if something doesn't go right and something doesn't print well, we recycle it. We have a recycling bin. And I thought that was really cool because not a lot of schools do that.
Right.
I mean, more are doing it now and recycling stuff, but I think that's a pretty cool thing because you can go through a lot of paper at a school.
A lot of paper, and you have to be conscious of it. I think that's a really good point. It's a good place to begin. Let's go a little bit before that. You know, I always say to people, and I know that you've heard me, it's reduce, reuse, recycle. So recycle is really the third R. What about in terms of reducing waste? Are there measures at school that you can talk about? Because I know we can talk about things you do at home, definitely, that reduce waste. So what about at school? What do they tell you there?
Well, you know, it kind of depends on what teacher you get, but I know that we try to be more conscious. And sometimes you have to remind the teachers and your friends about it, but I'm kind of one of those people, and that's always in my mind. And, like, I'll see one of my friends throw something away, like, you know, like, not do something that they could do, or, like, go, like, using more than than is needed, and it kind of drives me crazy, but...
But I'm sure that you give gentle reminders. What about things like, I know when I was growing up, back in the dark ages before we had cars and phones and stuff, I don't even remember the first time I saw a plastic water bottle. We took a thermos to school and a lunchbox, and getting a lunchbox with a thermos was like the biggest exciting back-to-school thrill because everybody wanted a new lunchbox and thermos. What do the kids in Taos do?
A lot of us have, like reusable lunch boxes and canteens and containers. My friend Eve has this little, it's like a box and it's divided into spaces. And it's like completely reusable, dishwasher safe, and it's really, really cool. And I love it. Like, I use it.
I think that's awesome. Like, really awesome. And... The other
and
thing
she always
is,
brings, like, stainless steel canteens.
Okay, I love that. Now, do you and Liam get a new lunchbox and thermos each year? Because I never thought about that either. That's really creating more waste. Or do you use it from year to year? Or if you get a new one, do you take it to Goodwill or someplace in Taos where it can be repurposed?
Well, we don't because we usually use most of our things to the point where they can't be used again.
Yay. Where's my bell?
We use things to their fullest extent.
Right.
And we try to, like if there's something, you know, we try to as much as we can. But yeah, we got lunch boxes the beginning of this year. Liam and I got like matching styles. Sid's, the local food market here, started carrying them and...
I think I should put a little note about it later in the show. Let's talk about SIDS and the sacrifices that your family has made to make sure that you go there because it is more expensive. But go ahead. So I love what you said, but I want to remind everybody that this proud grandmother is talking to my 12-year-old granddaughter, Madison Violet Davis Singer, who said we use things to the point at which there's no longer a use for them or something like that. You use them to the end. And I'm so proud of you for that. Okay, now what about at home? Let's talk about how you discovered a major source of eliminating waste, a big R, reduce, the SodaStream.
Oh, yeah, the SodaStream. Well, I love it. We all love it. You can just take a bottle, fill it up to where it says to, and you screw it into the machine, and there's CO2 in there. And you press the buzzer 3 times, and you take it off, and it's completely carbonated. You reduce the containers, and you don't have to buy it like each time. It's really pretty cool because then I don't have to worry about running out.
And boy, does that SodaStream go buzz, buzz, buzz at your house? That awful noise that we make.
Yeah.
Who decided to buy that? Was it your mom's idea?
I think it was, because we knew someone who had one. I forget who it was. And now they're like, the perfect gift. We got you one for Christmas. And
that started saving more waste. And the other thing is the aspect of that. Now, do you and your family, for the most part, do you add anything to the club soda? So you eliminate the use of bottles or cans for club soda. You're drinking a healthy beverage. What do you guys add to it or not?
Well, they give you, 12 little sample packages when you get the box of, when you get the whole package. But you can also get little mini glass containers called My Natural SodaStream Water, or something like that.
Right.
And sometimes we use those, but we also take the soda water plain, and we add things like, Mom likes lemon juice, fresh squeezed lemon juice. I add juices. And it's also good for taking things like the sparkling cranberry juice at Trader Joe's.
Yes.
It's a little bit sweet, so I add some sparkling water.
So lemon, lime, you know what I do once in a while? I put a little bit of orange, if we have oranges around. I mean, every once in a while, that gives it a nice flavor. So I'll just slice an orange and put a wedge of orange in there and a little squirt of cranberry juice. It can taste like a cranberry juice cocktail, as you said. So it's healthier too, because I had a woman on my show a couple of weeks ago that was talking about, Marion Nestle, and talking about the damage that soda does to our health as a nation. And you know me, every once in a while I sneak a Diet Coke. It's been a really long time, but that's like drinking a toxic swell. I don't do it in front of you because I would get in so much trouble. But it's really great. So let's talk a little bit about other things that you do in your family, because this is the real deal. I have my real life granddaughter. I have learned so much from your mom in terms of healthy eating and eliminating toxins in what I eat and process food and organic. What are some of your favorite practices as a family?
Well, my mom was just talking to me about it this morning, some of the companies and how they make things like addictive to you. Like they test it, have people test it and make it addictive. And I am guilty of buying the things that are addictive.
Like what? Just here, true confessions. This is going to live on my podcast. So let's get it out here and we'll watch each other.
when we went to Greer, we stopped at that one supermarket kind of place,
Yes.
Like a little gas station. And I always get Pringles and I forget what I get. It's I think I get Heath, I think.
Oh, a Heath bar. I had one when I went to Phoenix. There's something about road trip food that's really bad.
Oh, yeah, because it's just so easy and cheap, and it's right there in your reach.
And it's delicious. Oh, God, how can I say that? But, oh, gosh. Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
seriously.
Well, but when we're at home, that doesn't really fly. Because there's Albertsons, Smith's, SIDS, and then there's now the Taos Food Co-op. It's very small, but it's growing. And we started buying little things at the Taos Food Co-op because they have eggs and they have this dried pineapple that's really good. And it's their goal is to do the same thing as SIDS, but a little bit cheaper. But, we kind of split it between the Taos Food Co-op and SIDS because there's a lot of things at the Taos Food Co-op since it's now just a starting out business that SIDS doesn't have.
That is really an exciting thing. But let's talk a little bit about, we're staying on track here, but for people that don't know it and that have a national audience, we had a wonderful cabin in Greer in the White Mountains, and we lost it in the Wallow Fire, which destroyed about 1 million acres, a lot of ponderosa pines, or 500,000 acres. It was a big, big, big fire. And Madison Violet Davis Singer, who's on the air with me right now, my grandchild and my grandson, Liam Walker Davis, love saying those names, would go up with us frequently and joined by my daughter Rachel, my daughter Katie, my daughter Emily, and it was really reconnecting with nature. So we want to say that part, but there is something about we have an upcoming trip. and what you and I can do with Liam and with Grandpa to plan our trip so that we're not sucked into the road trip food vortex. It's easy. It tastes good.
We'll keep each other strong.
We'll keep each other strong. That's what I love. I mean, we'll do it. And we might have a little, you know, just a little lapse there, one of the trips. Maybe we'll get, you know, ice cream at Safeway or something like that. But there's, you know, in one of the locally owned places. Because everything in moderation. If you're eating right 90 to 95% of the time, every once in a while, a Heath bar is not going to throw you down the world of sugar addiction.
My mom said.
Yeah, it is. You have to do it. Like our family at Christmas. But we won't be talking about that on the air. Because I think some things, those are good for the family. So everybody, I just want to reiterate, we're going to have to go to a fast break. I am interviewing my granddaughter, Madison Violet Davis Singer from Taos, New Mexico. Obviously a very bright young lady. Maddie, think about some of the things you want to talk about when you get back. I still have a long list. You're listening to the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. Please follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram. And also, our guest today was going to be Amy Corse, author of The Zero Waste Lifestyle, Live Well by Throwing Away Less. I ask all of you that are listening to send her and her family your prayers. There was a tragic accident and she was on the way to the hospital. So let's remember that. And we'll definitely get Amy back and pray for the best possible outcome. I am so sorry about that. She is going to be a great guest. So please stay here with me. You're listening to the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. And Maddie, if there's other family members that want to chime in, we're right here.
They are.
Okay. Stay here with me, everybody.
In the mid-Tucson summer, you would expect it to be over 100 degrees. But deep beneath the University of Arizona's compost heap, temperatures can hit 160. Started by the Compost Cats student group, the U of A Compost Project is collecting tons of waste from around campus and keeping it out of landfills. Gathering garbage and converting it into a useful product for the community? Now that's a hot idea indeed. The University of Arizona. Big questions, bold solutions, better tomorrows.
Hi there, this is Mrs. Green with some exciting news. The all-new 2013 Honda Accord is here. It's got a new level of sophistication. It's an efficiency expert, and when you drive one, you can discover how EcoAssist can help you increase your fuel efficiency. For a record 26th time, the Honda Accord has been named to Car and Driver's esteemed 10 Best list. To check them out, visit Chapman Honda at 4646 East 22nd Street. They have a great selection of 2013 Accords in stock right now.
You can always find things around the house to give to Goodwill, but I have a bigger reason to give. A while back, I lost my job and I couldn't even support my family. A lot of people don't know Goodwill can help you find a job, but that's what they did for me. I've had this job for 7 years and I love going to work. You know how they say Goodwill changes lives? Well, it's true. Goodwill needs your donations now more than ever. Please donate today.
Go deep underwater without getting wet. Study bugs like a real scientist. Make your shadow move in colors. These are just three reasons to visit the exciting hands-on new exhibits at the Children's Museum Tucson, the region's only museum just for kids. For 25 years, we've ignited kids' imaginations at the Children's Museum Tucson. That's something to celebrate. And admission is only $2 on the first Sunday and on the 25th of each month this whole year. Children's Museum Tucson, where imagination and learning connect.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. Thank you so much for being with us today and thinking today and having fun today and listening today. Our scheduled guest was Amy Corse, author of The Zero Waste Lifestyle, Live Well by Throwing Away Less. And unfortunately, I got a text about 10 minutes before the show that one of her family members has been involved in a serious accident. She was on the way to the emergency room. She was still going to try to do the interview. And I said, are you kidding me right now? There is no need for that. So I have the pleasure and honor of interviewing one of my favorite people on the planet. Her name is Madison Violet Davis Singer, and she is 12 years old, and she is my granddaughter. And I would be equally as proud to interview Liam Walker Davis Singer, but he's probably climbing a tree or digging a hole or something right now that I'm really excited about doing with him when we go to Greer in a couple of weeks. So Madison, thanks for being a part of my world. Thanks for being green. Let's not talk about the bacon. Let's talk about some of the other healthy things that
bacon. I made some this morning.
Alrighty then. Yep, I get it. Love it, love it, love it. So let's talk a little bit about how you eat in your family. And I will tell everyone who is listening, this will live on a podcast, that my two grandchildren actually order salads for dinner when we go out. They say, Grandma, we just need something green. They eat vegetables here when we cook. I have a great husband who is a great cook. They eat healthy. We like to have our fun eating. So tell me about what are some of the major concepts that you have in your family for healthy eating.
Well, one of the main things that we try to do is organic meat and local for sure. Yeah, so we get our meat from the butcher shop at Sid's.
Huge.
And
that's
M
huge.
Also yeah. Loves that. She's like, whenever she comes over, she made a dedication to herself that she is going to eat meat only when she knows where it's come from.
Right, and that's Emily Murphy, darling, my daughter. So
I'm really proud of her for
I'm
that.
I'm proud of her, too.
That's a really big, like, commitment.
It is. It really is.
Especially when you eat, like, how much our family loves to eat.
And we all like meat, so tell me why.
Yeah, we all like meat, and we have a lot of really good chefs in the family.
Myself, not one of them, but we'll move right past that, and that's okay. What about, why do you believe it's important to eat meat that's locally grown, grass-fed, hormone-free? What is your belief at 12 about those things?
Because I believe that you, like, that's a way to respect yourself.
Right.
And, like, you know, like, really, like, if you're keeping yourself healthy, then you're also keeping yourself happy. Because I know that when I eat food that's not really good for me, I kind of have, like, a guilty conscience about it. But also, I don't feel as good physically.
Right. And what, like, I know.
Yeah, and
go ahead.
My mom has raised me so that. That I think that's kind of it, is we've always had really good food in the house. And so
always.
When I eat anything different, it's a little bit weird.
And you really don't like it. You know,
yeah,
and
kind
again,
of stepping outside of my comfort zone.
Yeah. Yep. There you go. I just want to repeat again, everybody, 12 years old. Is there any wonder why I enjoy spending lots and lots of hours with this bright young hope for the future? Hopefully not. Your mother has been such a good example, like I said, to all of us. And there is a lot of research about hormones in animals. Of course, they're absorbed into the bodies of human beings when we ingest them and digest them. And especially for young people, young girls and boys, it affects, there are endocrine disruptors, which I know that you know what that means, Maddie. It affects our hormone systems and our endocrine systems. And, you know, the worst part is you can start, you know, puberty earlier. That's not fun, but it results in cancer causing and other diagnosis. So I'm so proud of your mom and for what she has taught us in terms of healthy eating. What about other things in terms of waste around the house? What are things that you notice that you'd like to eliminate or things that you'd like to share with us that you're proud of? Because Amy Korst talked about buying locally. You talked about that because then
yeah.
You're buying egg cartons from the person down the street. You know that the chickens were fed healthy vegetables because they probably bought them.
at the farmer's
market. And we return the cartons
exactly.
to them so that they can give them back again.
Exactly. And they don't take the return cartons at any of the big box stores. So
that's
it's
for sure.
Okay.
And and my mom does a lot of research about food, but there's one thing that it really boils down to that's pretty simple is you are what you eat.
Right. So does that make me a big fat chocolate bar? I'm just kidding. I eat more than that. Okay. So moving right along, you are what you eat. So are you healthy or are you a sugar cube?
It depends on when you catch me. I can be a little bit of both.
But mostly,
you know, if there's something like sugar in front of me, I'll probably eat it.
Right.
But it also goes the same for healthy stuff.
What about your home care products? And I already know the answer, but everybody doesn't. What about things like shampoo and soap and laundry detergent, all of things which can contain toxins, but in your family, I believe you don't use them. So what's the family philosophy on chemicals in the home for cleaning and laundry?
Well, for laundry, we use, Shackley, I'm pretty sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Shackley.
That's what we use.
Yeah. For cleaning, like, the bathrooms and stuff, we use baking soda, vinegar, and Bonami.
Okay, Bonami? Yeah.
Bonami?
Bonami.
Yeah.
But you can call it Bonami. It's our show. What the heck? We'll make it a new word. But here, listen to this. Did you hear what they use for their cleaning products? Baking soda, vinegar, and water. So there you go. And how does that work?
Really, really well. I like to clean the bathroom sometimes because I don't like when... I mean, my room is a mess right now, but...
But that's okay.
I don't really... But there's a kind of like a breaking point where I just kind of go all out with the cleaning.
Right.
Because I can't stand to live to a certain point in like my messiness.
Right. We all get like that. It's like the pile mounts and then it's like, okay, I got to get rid of this.
It's like, oh, okay, I've had enough.
Yeah.
The baking soda or vinegar will remove stains.
Right.
Like in the ceramics and stuff. And also vinegar and water is really good for cleaning glass.
Yes.
With recycled newspaper as a cloth.
Yeah, it's really great.
It leaves it streakless.
People are going to think we scripted this, but we didn't, and it's all true. And Grandma Murphy did that. She cleaned with vinegar and newspaper all the windows. There was I don't even think I knew what Windex was until I left the house, because that is really a toxic spray with artificial dye that you spray on your windows and then smell. What about things like when you get in the shower or are starting to wash your hands and face? What kind of things do you use for body care every day for that?
Well, for my feet, I use that soap from the Tucson Farmers Market.
That scrub soap with the little walnut seeds in it. Isn't that great?
We got a couple of bars. You know, you gave us a couple of bars of that, and we still have some. So.
That was from Santa Claus, excuse me. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Grandma, I was there when you bought it.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And,
so use that for your feet. And boy, does it work. People should know about that. It works.
OMG. My feet are so smooth. And it just cleans them right. Like, you can just put your feet in the bathtub and use that to scrub off the dirt.
And it's all natural. And nothing harms the water where the runoff is. And it makes your feet really smooth as a baby's behind. It really does. I mean, when I go to get a pedicure at a very green salon called Vervey, they cannot believe that they don't have to, you know, scrape a whole bunch of dead skin off the bottom of my feet.
Ugh.
I'm so glad you brought that up. I didn't even think of that. Now, what about for your hair
That's kind of a miracle thing.
It is. It really is. Well, we don't ever want to leave home without it. Okay,
mm-mm.
So what else for your shampoo and stuff?
Well, I use some stuff. It's Aveda, but it's like natural, and it's because I have some dandruff.
Uh-huh.
So it's for my scalp.
Right.
And that's kind of a thing I've been reducing on lately is like how much I use, because I used to use like a lot of shampoo and conditioner.
Right.
And I realized that I didn't need to do that, and it was probably actually harming my hair more than it was helping it.
Really good point. Really good point. Okay.
So I use as much as I think is necessary.
But you're cutting down. And the thing about Aveda, one of the things I like is that we buy it in really large containers. And I never really thought about that either, because what you do is you don't buy as many containers then. So there's not as much manufacturing, not as much shipping, not as much replacing.
Yeah.
You can do it in larger sizes. And that helps too. You know that I have those in the showers here. And what about some other personal care products? You know, things like toothpaste and deodorant. And what is your family values on that? And what are some of your top choices?
Well, up until recently, we used, I don't know how to pronounce it. It's V-I-C-C-O.
Okay.
And it was like really minty, and it was kind of different, but it was, it definitely, like my teeth were very clean and whiter. My mom uses C-Fresh because our local store stopped carrying the VICCO Vico.
And is this for toothpaste?
Yeah.
Okay. Never heard of that. I use Tom's, which I know is not the best, but it's better than a lot of the other commercially available brands.
It is, because there are all natural. You know, it's Tom's is pretty much all natural, and it's better than, you know, like the typical like Dove and Suave and.
Ugh! Don't mention those on my show. We don't want to give them any pickup on Twitter, Facebook, or the Google alerts. Eesh, I know.
Yeah, that puts you bleep out in this kind of show.
Yeah.
Those are the bad words.
Those are the bad words. You're right. And then we're not even going to talk about dryer sheets. Don't even say that word, because we don't use dryer sheets in our family.
I didn't. You did.
Oh, when? Before you were born? In the 70s. I don't know when I did, but that's awful. Oh my gosh, we don't use them anymore. We learned better. We don't hang our clothes out on a line either.
We don't either. Yeah. We don't have one. And especially in the cold winter months in Taos, your clothes would get probably more wet than they were.
They would crack and break.
Yeah.
Because I know that you get
to, like, stone and glass.
You get called out for that sometimes. Okay, what about energy savings? Taos is a very cold climate. Are you and your brother and your mom and Terry, are they conscious of energy savings? Because that's a huge energy vampire for the planet. It's a polluter, and it's a big, huge challenge for us as a planet. What are your thoughts on reducing energy consumption in the home?
My mom and Terry got reduced flush toilet.
Awesome. Awesome. We do that too.
I think you're like pretty much the one who inspired that. I know that my mom is always trying to be aware, and she always like gets on us if, you know, we don't turn the upstairs floor heater off or something like that.
Okay, because all that matters.
It does.
All that matters. So you have central heating. And what about, do you have a wood-burning stove? I don't remember.
We do, yeah.
Is that from Terry?
Yeah. Well, it was in the house when we got it. Terry didn't install it either. But, you know, there are only so many places that would do it. So Terry can pretty much guess by the company, because in wood stoves, there's a certain radius of that you can have one company of wood stove. So Terry has Avalon, I think. And so people within a certain radius can't get that company to find them.
Okay, so when he's a vendor for them, they set the territory.
Yeah.
I got that. Okay. And do you use that as an alternative fuel supply to heat the house when you're all home? Is that one of the ways that you heat your house?
Yes, because we have floor heaters in a couple different rooms. We take them out of the closets when people are staying in them. But we have one wood stove, and that pretty much heats the downstairs.
That's awesome. I mean, that really is awesome. It's a really, people have no idea how much heat they give off. Okay, now what about...
Oh, yeah, what you put in one log, and it'll burn for hours.
Yes, and produces a lot of heat, not just by standing around it, which, you know, a fireplace is not very efficient, but a wood-burning stove is. Okay,
yeah.
Let's talk about the waste that you produce in the kitchen. Now, I know that I don't think you guys compost. Again, it's Taos, and it's cold a lot of the year, but I'm sure that's a goal of your families. Do you compost right now? I don't even remember that.
We don't. When we lived in Tucson, we did.
Right, right.
We don't anymore. But we do have a lot. We recycle anything we can, and Taos doesn't have everything the big cities have. Like, we can't process everything here.
Right.
So... But in the last couple of years, we added 1 and 2 plastics. So
great.
Now we check everything that's plastic for if it's a 1 or a 2.
Okay, you know we
you
are
know, or 6, 5 or 6 or anything in between. But if it's 3 or above, then we have to throw it away. But if it's a 1 or a 2, we definitely recycle it.
And you're not using a lot of paper plates and paper napkins and on and paper cups.
We don't actually have any paper plates in the house.
Right. We don't either. I mean, it's a place
we
had to get to.
I had a thing for school Thursday, and I was going to bring in some, just a paper plate to put it on or a plastic plate. Sorry.
Right.
Sorry.
Right.
But we didn't have any.
Okay, believe it or not, we're coming up on our last break of the show, and Maddie, you are doing such a great job. I'm interested in what you have to say. I'm really proud of you. For those of you that may have just tuned in, you're listening to Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. I am so proud to be interviewing my granddaughter, Madison Violet Davis Singer, who is 12 years old. And again, prayers to our regularly scheduled guest. Our guest today was going to be Amy Corse, author of Zero Waste Lifestyle, Live Well by Throwing Away Less. So we get to learn wonderful lessons from a 12-year-old who is one of my great hopes for the future. Please stay here with me. You're listening to the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. I'm sure you're going to want to stay with us.
She's the most exciting thing that's ever happened to you, and you want to spend eternity with her. She deserves nothing less than the best, an Abbott Taylor original. A diamond engagement ring as exceptional as she is that will make her eyes sparkle every time she sees it. Because we design and make our own jewelry, we can create something wonderful for every budget. I'm Abbott Taylor. I'd like to invite you to come see what Abbott Taylor Jewelers has waiting for you. With 35 years and thousands of original jewelry designs, no one has more experience in designing and making diamond jewelry in Tucson than Abbott Taylor Jewelers. We're proud to say using recycled gold, we have saved over 100 million pounds of toxic waste from this planet. Abbott Taylor Jewelers at 6383 East Grant Road, on Facebook, and on the web at atdiamonds.com. Abbott Taylor Jewelers. Diamond designs for everyone. Abbott Taylor Jewelers.
It's got advanced technology. It's got major breakthroughs in technology everywhere you look. It's the 2013 Honda Accord. Hi there, this is Mrs. Green, and I want to share with you that after nearly 40 years of heritage, this is the most stunning Accord ever. The highly respected Automotive Magazine raves that the 2013 Honda Accord offers unparalleled talent of goodness. Please visit Chapman Honda at 4646 East 22nd Street in Tucson to check it out and see for yourself.
Do you dare to share? In 2009, the University of Arizona started its car sharing program. Today, students, faculty, and staff have access to a shared fleet of cars that includes 7 hybrids and even the zero-emissions Nissan Leaf. Not only does car sharing give the campus community wheels, but it takes all those extra cars off the road, too. Now that greens things up, doesn't it? The University of Arizona. Big questions, bold solutions, better tomorrows.
Are you thinking about swapping out your old items for new? Think Habitat when you do. Don't trash it. Have a store it. Habitat for Humanity Tucson will resell your donated furniture, appliances, and building supplies and use the proceeds to build affordable homes in the greater Tucson area. Call now at 520-889-7200 for a free pickup. You can bring your donations to Habitat's Havistar at 935 West Grant Road, just a quarter mile east of I-10. For more information, go to habitattucson.org.
Everybody, you're listening to the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. Thanks for you being a part of the show today. We had a guest scheduled. Very excited about it. Amy Korst, author of The Zero Waste Lifestyle, Live Well by Throwing Away Less. She and her husband decided to try to live a waste-free life for 1 year. And she has some incredible things to share. She wrote a book about her experience, about their experience, some very simple, some very radical ideas about it. And unfortunately, there was a tragic accident in her family about which I know very little. We got a text from her. I told her, just don't do the show, not to worry. And then we had a little glitch in the matrix there. So thanks for staying here with us. I, as I've said to many people, I hear glitches on NPR and Clear Channel all the time. So I'm proud of the quality of the show we do, proud of all of our team and our engineers, and here we go. So what did I do 10 minutes before the show? I thought of smart people that I could call to get to interview, to make an important statement about the planet, about our future, someone who thinks about these things, who walks the walk. And I'm proud to introduce Madison Violet Davis Singer, who is my 12-year-old granddaughter. Maddie, I'm so proud of you. I don't even know what to say. I can't wait to rebroadcast this podcast. Maybe they'll put it on KTAL. I certainly know your aunts and uncle and everybody else will be listening to it because you really are doing a great job. And I'm blind, but I'm also a good radio talk show host, and I know you're doing a great job. Let's talk about when you are finished with things in your home. I know that you repurpose a lot, but when Liam has grown out of clothes that can be passed on, or you have, or your mom, or Terry, what do you do to recycle them, and what do you do to get things? I mean, we're all very, very avid Goodwill, Habistar, Restore shoppers. We love to haunt secondhand stores, Buffalo Exchange. Why buy?
Yeah, there's a
yeah. So what are you doing?
There's a story here called the CAV, the Community Against Violence, and it like puts a. They do a whole bunch of great things. Like they shelter women who have been victims of abuse, and it's a really great place. And I buy a ton of books there whenever we go.
Awesome. Awesome. And, you know, we have Bookmans here, which we've done when you're here. We have Bookmans, and they're fun to go to for used books.
Anywhere music. I can find reused books.
Yes. Yeah. I know. People like to give them to you. I know. It's great. So that's one thing. What about clothing? And what about if you need something new for the house? Do you have an opportunity in Taos to go look somewhere? Like we have Habistar, so we could go get used patio furniture that was a floor model at a Home Depot.
We make a list and we go to Santa Fe.
Okay.
Typically, because there's not many things that you can do here. There are some things, and we haven't really needed anything new from the house but we did buy a comforter set from the Company Store magazine.
Right, and that's good. That's really good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Terry buys things on eBay.
Good, always good. Reused.
And also, we shop locally. We got some of these beautiful faux leather swivel chairs. They're amazing. It's like you're sitting in like a little cup. You're like a cup.
I love it. I haven't seen those yet. They're new. You'll have to send me a picture on Facebook. Okay, let's get a little serious now. First of all, I want to ask, is there anybody else that really wants to say anything? Because I want to talk to you. I want to go a little bit deeper with you, which I know you're capable of, and have you share with me some of what your concerns are at 12 years old for our planet and how you think you might be able to be a solution. Or do you even have those concerns? Because as I've said, it's okay to be 12 and not be thinking about preservation of the planet, but I know you better than that. So is there anybody else in the family that wants to share a thought or get on the phone for a minute and has something to say? Because we only have about 10 minutes left.
That's crazy.
it's crazy.
Well, Mom or Terry, or Mom and or Terry would love, I'm pretty sure they would. They've been like, I go downstairs every break and they're there. And I go, okay, well, if she needs to talk to us, we're here.
So I don't know if that's a strong request or just, you know, one of the things I would like to ask your mom on the air is what started her on the journey to living a healthy, sustainable life and the research she did and her aversion to antibiotics unless they're absolutely necessary. So do you think your mom wants to go on air and answer that question?
She would love that. I'm
okay.
Positive.
So let's hear from Rachel.
Okay, 1 sec, going down the stairs.
And then if we have time to get you back on air about your thoughts for the future and what you think we can all do, maybe you can collect your thoughts and come on back so that can be our wrap-up.
Okay.
Okay.
Here she is. Okay, hello.
Hey, Rach. Little do you know, I mean, this is your opportunity. You're live on Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. And
oh, boy.
How proud are you of your daughter?
Very proud. We're listening in the other room.
Very proud.
And I'm quite impressed.
So
the apple
articulate.
Doesn't fall far from the tree.
that's where it started. So let's talk about the tree. That would be you. And I would like to know and share with all of our listeners, and it will live in perpetuity on the podcast. It has been a journey for you, a continuing journey. You are what I call a long fact finder. You research to a fare thee well on issues. You're a great resource for me, for the show, and for my life. What got you started? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we'll do another show someday about Earth Mom, Birth Mom, all that, but that's a story for another show. But what got you started realizing that that's how you are going to live your life and that's how you are raising your children? As little waste as possible, healthy food, organic. Those things are core values of yours.
That's true. That's true. Well, you know, I grew up in a little steel town in Pennsylvania.
Right.
Not a lot of necessarily forward-thinking, healthy recycling types.
Right.
At least when I was growing up. So, you know, I think my Depression-era grandmother...
Grandma Ruth?
Grandma Ruth.
Awesome.
I think she had a lot to do with making me think about, you know, healthy eating. She had a garden, and she was, you know, she was healthy. She lived to be in her 90s and lived in her own house and mowed her own lawn. And, you know, up until the very end, she just kept on plugging away.
And she had shot her own groundhogs, whatever
shot
else.
Her own vermin, yes.
She was, oh, what a great woman, yes.
She was a great woman. She was. And she was very matter-of-fact about it, and this was the way it had to be. And she was, you know, extremely conservation-minded. Living through the Depression and saving the twist ties and reusing the baggies.
That was, and, you know, that was my mom too. You know that. She just,
right,
oh,
yes,
she
yeah.
never
and
threw
really,
anything away.
No, and it just stuck with me as I, you know, I thought about it and it made sense to me that that was a good way to do things. And, you know, and I guess the researcher in me, I think that's just genetic, I guess, you know, just the need to know, to get to the bottom of things.
Right.
One
of your
really,
sisters definitely has that. I mean, you and Katie right? are two peas in a pod
yes.
for wanting to know and get to the bottom of things. So
yes.
what just struck me, though, is I think this is a great thing to share with our audience, is that you have had challenging economic times as a single mom. And
that's
nevertheless,
true.
You said, no matter what, my kids are going to eat healthy. What do you say to the moms out there who say, well, no, it's really cheaper for me to feed them a fast meal. I forget what you even call
right,
it.
A happy meal, an unhappy meal
in our family. But you sacrificed other things so that you could feed your children healthy. Is that and eat healthy yourself? Is that a fair thing to say?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, I mean, we just did without, and I mean, I definitely, I had a very limited budget, and that was just the commitment I made, because I feel like it's cheaper in the long run to eat healthy and be healthy, and then you don't have, you know, sickness, missed days of work, doctor bills, cavities, you know, dental bills.
It's so wise. I mean, it is so wise. And some of the famous people that I've had on the show, we are famous. We are not legends in our own mind, but you're one of my famous moms. They have said, like Marion Nessel, and when I had Hannah Feeney, who's a nutritionist on the show, it is less expensive in the long run. And I think people should really hear that. Amy Timmons on our staff, when she was unemployed for a short period of time, she said, the one thing I decided I was not going to do was give up healthy eating. And it meant she couldn't go out. And sometimes she couldn't drive her car. She had to ride her bike. So there were definite choices. And I think that you're a living example of having to do that. As a mom, how much time do you spend, not in fear, because I know you're not fear-based, but having really concerns about what we're doing in the world, our massive consumption, and what you as one person can do to create a ripple in the circles of impact, the spheres of influence that you have? How worried are you?
You know, I'm pretty worried, I'd say.
I'm pretty worried, too. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I try not to obsess, I mean, because that doesn't do any good, really. You know, I just try to do my part and be an example to other people, you know, with reusable things and passing things on. And, you know, I started up the recycling in my office again when it was cut out of our budget, and everyone in the office agreed to pitch in and pay.
Wow.
Because that was important.
Wow.
You know, and it's not a lot of money. And so, you know, I just try to do the best I can to make a difference. And, you know, I think if everybody does that, then there you go.
I think there you go is true. And the sugar thing, I think that, you know, you and I laugh, we are doomed. It's fourth generation, clearly.
Yes,
I don't know about my grandmother, but my mother and me and you and now your children, there is that absolute love of chocolate. I mean, plain and simple, there's chocolate in the house. Do you feel as there is a middle road, and what do you do to make healthier choices on a daily basis? Because I know you do. There's better, and there's really bad, and there's and there's great. So what's your advice to the moms listening out there, or the parents, about the middle road? Because it's a gray world. It's not black and white.
Right, yeah. Well, I mean, I think like we did, you know, baby steps. We made better choices, and you know, and then just kind of made a better choice next time. And, you know, we try to eat, because we are definitely sugar addicts, and we do try to keep the sugar to a minimum. But when we eat it, you know, we try to eat dark chocolate. We, fortunately in Taos, we have a huge local selection of everything, because people are pretty green-minded here.
Right, right.
So we try to eat local chocolate if it's available.
Wow.
We definitely eat organic chocolate. And I did find a chocolate bar that is sweetened with stevia. It's called Lily's.
Okay.
Four different flavors.
You could send some of those home to Tucson in 2 weeks.
I will. I think you can find it at Whole Foods.
Okay, well, that's good to know. That is great to know. We have a great new Whole Foods that opened up here that you would just absolutely love. I met with someone from Whole Foods yesterday, and she said it's far. That's three fars exceeding their expectations. It's been jammed for healthy, organic. And they have 64 locally sourced grocers they're working with and farmers.
Wow.
Yes. So they have really done a hybrid of getting, you know, national and international products, but then 64 local relationships with suppliers. And I think that's something to shout about. So I cannot believe this, Rach, but the show has we have about one more minute, and I've got to say goodbye, and Madison should say goodbye. I want to do a shout-out for next week. Our guest is one of my favorite, Paul Bonavia. He is the chairman and CEO of Unisource, and locally here it's known as Tucson Electric Power Company, and he is a brilliant man that talks about the challenges that they have as a utility company in terms of creating more opportunities for renewables. He's a leader, and they are an award-winning utility company. He'll talk about our LEED certified building. Maddie V, you have to say goodbye to us.
Hello?
Thanks for being our guest, Maddie. I'm proud of you, and I'll see you in 2 weeks. Make it a great green day, everybody. Stay on the line, Maddie. Mrs. Green's World Radio Network.